This is Grandpa, and he's going to be giving us a few of his stories on Hoja stories. Design primarily for the kids, but for the oldsters as well. Grandpa.
One day Hoja came home. They had a wedding party next door. They didn't invite Hoja. And they got mad. They like to go over there because they're going to eat baklava over there. Hoja said, well, I got an idea. Now I'm going to beat you up, he tells to his wife. And you're going to holler, oh, help, Hoja killing me, Hoja beating me. And next door people hear and come to help us, maybe invite them their house. And he did. And Hoja's wife hollering, help, neighbors, help, Hoja beating me. And people came, says, Hoja, shame on you. Why you spank your wife? She is nice lady. And we got wedding party. You come to our house too. And that's why they won't anyway. They went over there and sit down. And after a while, they bring baklava with big pan. And he started eat all up. He was hungry. He did all up his side. And he says, by golly, if my wife was here, I hold her ear and turn around just like that and turn the pan the other side because his side was empty. Start it all up the other side. That's all this time.
About the
frying pan. All right. Now frying pan. One day, Hoja went next door and he asked frying pan. Borrow frying pan. He got it.
Your neighbor?
Yes, next door neighbor.
Yeah.
And he was there and took it back and said, thank you very much. I appreciate it. A couple of days later, he went back again. And he said, may I borrow your frying pan? They said, oh yeah, sure. And he got it. And he used it. And he went downtown and he bought a nice little frying pan. And he put in the big frying pan and he took to neighbor. He said, thank you very much, I brought you a frying pan. Hoja says, lady says, Hoja, you got little bamboo inside. What is that? Well, he says, your frying pan had baby frying pan and I brought to you because it belongs to you. Oh, he said, thank you very much, we appreciate it again. And he went back home. A few days later, he went back again, next door neighbor. He asked, may I have your frying pan? Oh, with pleasure, Hoja, because, you know, they give him extra pan. And he got big one and took home his house, and he never turned back. 5, 6 days or 10 days, he never took it back. And next door neighbor came, he says, Hoja, about a week ago, you got our frying pan, and you didn't bring back. Hoja says, I'm sorry, your frying pan is dead. Hoja, that is impossible. How can it be done? Frying pan never die. Well, he says, you believe frying pan has baby pan, and you don't believe frying pan is die. If you believe it has baby, you have to believe frying pan is dead. That's all.
No, wait a minute. Ashek again.
Ashek, I was already...
We need to pick it up. Tell me Ashek again. This is
change your name?
No.
Same story?
Same story.
Hoja's name was... Hoja has son. Name was Ashek. Means donkey. And boy went to school, play around with the kids, they ask, what is your name? Eshek. Or everybody cheats him. He says, Eshek is a terrible name. And he came back to his mother, cried, and he says, Mother, where did you find that Eshek name? I don't like it, and all cheating me. Soon she says, I tell your father, and he changed your name. And she said to father, you find better name, and you call boy's name, change the boy's name. And he brought his friends, judge and hoja like him. They make conference, and they called the boy, they said, well, we change your name. Your name will be not Eshek anymore, your name will be Supa, mean baby donkey. And he was so happy, and he ran to his mother, he said, mother, father changed my name. What is Supa? Donkey. Son, he said, when you grow up, you'll be Eshek again. Mean donkey. One day, Hoja was laying down and sleeping in his room, and outside, a couple of young persons fighting, arguing, beating each other. And it was winter time. Hoja took his blanket, put his neck, and he went outside. And he told those young people, why are you fighting? Shame on you. You better go home. You're nice boys. And one of the boys took Hoja's blanket, he ran away. And the other boy ran away too. Hoja came back home. And his wife said, what was Hoja? What was the trouble outside? He said, trouble was in our blanket. They took my blanket out, they ran away, and war is over. That's all. There was a woman, and she didn't have any children. Neighbor says, you go Hoja, and Hoja maybe pray for you, and maybe you have baby. And she went to Hoja's house, not to the door. Hoja opened the door. He said, Hoja, I didn't have any baby in my life. I like to have baby. Can you help me? Can you pray for me? He opened that Quran, meaning Mohammedan Bible. He read it and he says, Bible says, I think your mother didn't have any child too. You following your mother. That's all. Hoja was living in village, mean country town. And he was going to city to buy something with his son. He sit down on the donkey and his son was walking around, walking with him. And they went a little bit, a couple of persons came out, said, look at that old man. He take donkey ride and poor boy walking. And Hoja says, they're right. And he came down and his son on the donkey. And they went a little bit more. Some other people came. They said, shame on you, young fellow. You take donkey right, old man walking. They said, I think they're right. All of them came down, walking and donkey with them. After a while, somebody came along again on the way. He said, those people are crazy. They got donkey and they walking. They don't take donkey ride. Well, Hoja said, I think they are right. What should I do? We better put, we tie donkey 4 feet and they put some big stick, and they carry a donkey with the father and son. One side father, the other side donkey. I mean son.
Donkey's in the middle, huh?
Yeah. They carry the donkey. After a while, somebody came along again. They said, look at those crazy people. They got donkey, they don't take ride, and they carry themselves to donkey. They give ride to donkey. They are carrying donkey. After a while, Hoja said, son, I was in the donkey, people blame me. After a while, you were in donkey, people blame you.
You're riding a donkey.
Yeah, riding donkey, they blame you. And we carry donkey, they blame us again. Well, he says, we do something and we don't pay attention to people. Anything we do, they blame us. We do our best and then don't pay attention to public. That's all. One day a soldier got his donkey and donkey had rope on his head, and he walked around and donkey come from behind him. Couple of thieves, young fellows, came. One took rope out from donkey's head and he put it on his head, and the other fellow took the donkey and ran away. One, he turned, he see a man and tied up rope on his head. He says, what's the matter? I hear a donkey. What happened, donkey? He says, Hoja, I was a man and I was bad man. God made me donkey. Now he forgive me and I am man again. He says, go away and be good boy. If you be bad, you be donkey again. Next morning, he went market to buy new one. He saw his donkey over there for sale, somebody going by. And he recognized his donkey and he says, what did you do again? Did you do something bad and God make you donkey again? That's all.
Let's do it.
Remember, can I find you in my bedroom? He does that. Yeah. How about the friend of my wife here?
Yeah, he
does too. He went mountain. He pick up wood to burn horn and burn over there to make warm his house, and he put too much wood. Somebody told him, he asked some other Hoja, when I'm going to die. He says, you put a lot of wood on your donkey and climb in that hill. When donkey do it, but first time, you know, you go and die person. If second time he tells birth, you're not happy you died. If third time he does birth, you're dead already. And he did same thing. And first he says, I'm dying. Second time he says, I'm happy, die. And third time donkey did birth and he lay down. He says, I'm dead. And Hoja's people look around, Hoja, there's no Hoja, he's laying down on the way. They found him and they put in the casket, they call it casket, coffin, and they're going to take to a cemetery. On the way, there was two ways. One side is short way, the other one is still longer. And they argued, we go this way or that way? And he sit down in the coffin, he says, when I was, I used to go from this way is short. That's all.